This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
MyPillow. We all know Hillman loves his MyPillows, and we know you will too. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code WAAF to get 50% off the four-pack special, two premium bed pillows, and two go-anywhere travel pillows. Visit MyPillow.com and use promo code WAAF to save. So have you followed along at all with this groom arrested at the wedding story from Pennsylvania?
Yes, I saw this on Saturday.
Captain Creepshow.
This is the guy who's at his own wedding as the groom, and he starts flirting and then unfortunately feeling up an underage server.
Yeah.
Who was working. Now, this doesn't bode well for the longevity of the marriage, I would guess.
No.
But, where was this?
So this was in Northampton Township, Pennsylvania. The wedding happened in late November. The groom is in court this week, so that's why we're hearing about it. Now, he's 31. Way too early to get married. Matthew Amers is his name. And he got super drunk at the reception and did the following things. Hit on an underage waitress. Eventually followed her into the women's bathroom, groped her, and exposed himself.
Oh.
Attempted to pay her $100 to have sex with him. Got into a brawl with the country club staff when they wouldn't let him take an alcoholic drink outside. And then fought with the cops when they showed up to defuse the situation.
Now, what a catch.
He was hit with a ton of charges last Wednesday, including indecent assault, indecent exposure, imprisonment of a minor, harassment, simple assault, disorderly and resisting. No word, though, on how the new wife feels about this.
Right.
She's been quiet.
Yeah.
Not standing by.
Not so much.
And yeah, you got to put the honeymoon off, you know, because he's going to be in jail for a year.
Yeah. It's inconvenient.
Yeah. That is inconvenient.
My God, he accomplished a lot.
He did.
Yeah.
Now, investigators are trying to find the source of the leak of the Bezos text messages. For a long time, there was a debate going on to see whether Lauren Sanchez had released them, a friend of Lauren, his mistress, had released them, or some other party. So Jeff has been in talks with some private investigators, and now others are actually stepping up from law enforcement to look into see where this leak came from.
Well, because he's saying that it was a blackmail attempt,
right,
essentially. So he's saying that whether it was the National Enquirer working on behalf of the president or mm-hmm. somebody else,
mm-hmm.
but the National Enquirer people say that both Bezos and his mistress know exactly who leaked the text messages.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking it's got to be one of her friends.
There's a
don't you think?
I would think so, because I mean, who else would be that close to that situation? But I saw one report that said it was her brother that had reportedly released them, and that it was politically motivated.
Huh.
So,
wow.
And by politically, can I get
a bag of cash?
How did she send like the D pic of Bezos to her brother?
Airdrop?
No, I don't mean physically. How did she do it? I mean, why
would he want to see that?
Right. Like, why?
Well, maybe they have a weird relationship. Greg and Marsha?
Who sends that to your brother? Hey, you won't believe this. I'm dating Bezos, and he sent me a D pic. Let me send it over.
It's extraordinary. No.
I mean, it's prime. You know, I mean,
it's prime.
Who does that?
Bet you can't guess whose this is.
Oh my God,
Jeff Bezos.
It's so weird.
It was free next day delivery.
I mean,
I got 5% back on the D on my Prime card.
It's really, and the authorities are getting involved because why? Because of the blackmail.
Yeah,
part of it.
Yeah,
yeah, You would think the guy like that would have just paid like the, you know, I don't know, a couple million or whatever to avoid the deep exploding right. around out there.
Yeah,
you
but
know?
This kind of stuff's got to happen to him with anything he all does. Day, every day. Right?
You
if he's ever
so?
In a compromising situation, yeah. somebody's taking a photo and trying to blackmail a dude.
Here's a text that says the Daily Mail is saying this morning that it is her brother, which really, I mean, that causes problems in the future with regard to Thanksgiving and yeah. Christmas gatherings and all the, right. all the rest of that stuff. What? I mean,
well, it's all in the cloud.
What are these people like the Markle family? Like, I mean, like what? Like, how does? Why would somebody's brother do that to his sister, who's like
bag
happily
dating?
Huh?
He wants his part of the bag of cash.
Is that what it is?
Yes,
of course.
I would think so, right? Because yeah. if it was all part of a blackmail scheme, wouldn't someone stand to gain something financially at some point?
I guess, right? but I mean, what?
You probably didn't think it would go this far. Like, they would have been together this long.
No, he probably thought that the National Enquirer wouldn't have to identify who was sending, who was sharing all the right. D-pics and text messages of Bezos.
You know why Bezos didn't pay anybody off?
Why?
Because he thinks they're awesome pictures. That's a really nice angle. That's nice. No, I'm not going to pay the $50 million. Let these go. These are good.
Look at me.
Very flattering.
He wouldn't have sent it if it wasn't a good angle. Guys yeah. don't send badly angled D-pics, and if they do, they usually get ghosted. Poorly angled, I should say. You got to get the grip with the thumb. Make it look a lot bigger than it really is.
Here's a text that says, the rumor is that the brother is a Trump supporter, and that is why he released them, because Bezos and Trump have their Washington right. Post related mm-hmm. back and forth going on here and there. All right,
rich people.
What else is in the news this morning, Danielle?
Police in New York are looking for a pregnant woman who is reported to have smashed out the windows of a restaurant with a bat last month. They told her it would be a 15-minute wait for her food. I'm not going to tell a pregnant woman that it's going right. to be 15 yeah. minutes for the food.
She was
okay?
hangry.
And she was very
she was
hangry.
Pregnant and hangry.
Now, she's reportedly a regular customer at this establishment. They don't know her name, though. Employees said that they've never seen anything like this before.
She was arguing, screaming, hello, hello. So finally, another employee ran to the front, and they said to her, miss, may I help you? And she said, yeah. The other lady said, there's no beef patties. She started cursing with, you know, obscene words. They heard a loud noise. We thought it was gunshots or something like that, and we got scared. They ran in the front. There was glass shattered everywhere, and we've never seen anything like this, never.
Well...
Prickers are emotional.
They were out of beef patties.
Mm. That's what the baby wants right now. Jeez.
Mama also wants a beef patty.
Mama wants three beef patties.
That's not a patty. If it's a patty, I'm not doing that. It's gonna be a sausage.
The thing with being pregnant is women have weird food cravings. Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I know if no, time's running out, but if I ever have a baby, I'm going to wind up craving eggs, because eggs disgust me. Cooked eggs, can't do it. I've tried many times in my life, can't do it. And I fear that if I ever get pregnant, I'll be like, I need some hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, Valentine's Day is Thursday. You're going away with a bunch of male listeners. Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe this could be the time when you end up
alcohol.
Or maybe you could meet like some kind of one of those guys who makes their money just gambling. Like, they go to the casino.
Oh, Dan Bilzerian.
like one of the guys who just goes out there and plays plays a little blackjack and as long when he gets up $200-$300 heads home, and that's his job.
I'm not dating somebody that makes $200 a day.
There are people that go to the casino. They go every day, and it's like their job.
Yeah.
So So maybe you miss, who knows? I mean, you never say
so that. Never. That's a dream schedule for a couple because we'll never see each other.
Right, right. I mean, you just.
We'll
you
last just, forever.
That's right.
You know, when lightning strikes, Danielle.
Yeah.
You could be in the strangest place.
I know.
You could be on the slots at the MGM on Thursday and boom, lightning strikes.
Did you just say when.
Strikes.
Did, what? You, did you say when lightning crashes?
Oh, I don't quite have time. I don't have time.
You don't time.
Want your mouth live? I don't have time. All right.
You know, it's about a baby being born.
I think it's the only song that has the word placenta in it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if Toto could get Serengeti to be in a song, I guess placenta is acceptable.
All right. It is 8:25. And today's weather is brought to you by the Progressive Insurance New England Boat Show. It's going to be sunny today. Temperature is going to be 35 for a high. We are having some kind of storm activity tomorrow night. It, I don't know, 2 to 4 inches here in the city and maybe 4 to 6 inches north and west. So just be ready for that tomorrow night into Wednesday. And come see what's making waves for 2019 at the Progressive Insurance New England Boat Show, presented by West Marine. It's happening now through February 17th at the Boston Convention and Events Center. Tickets and show details at newenglandboatshow.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Just an update on some news, which you might not normally expect to ever get on this program, of an accurate nature anyway. There is a fire in Cambridge, which they are battling as we speak this morning.
Yes, firefighters currently working to put out that fire in a multifamily home in Cambridge on Putnam Avenue. So authorities do ask that you please avoid that area at all costs.
Okay, all right. It is 8:37, and today's weather, it is going to be partly sunny and the temperature is going to be 35. And then there are total and utter whiteout conditions coming tomorrow night, maybe into Wednesday, 2 to 4 inches in Boston, 4 to 6 north and west of the city. Although we've had it pretty easy. I mean, I don't think we can.
I'd like it easier.
You would?
A little easier, please. Skip this one.
Don't you miss the snow? What about the skiers and the boarders?
Okay, well, for them. I wish for some snow.
Make
they got plenty up there.
She hates the shovel.
Yeah.
We all do.
Nope.
Yeah. All right. Well, on the show tomorrow, Nancy Know-It-All at 7:30. And then on Thursday's show, Stowe 5-0 at around 7:30. And we'll go inside the warped female brain at about 7:50 on Thursday. And then we'll head out to the casino, the new MGM casino with the listeners who won. And we'll have a special post Valentine's. It's our Lonely Hearts Club trip to the casino on Thursday night.
Aww.
And we got we think we have LB. We got Shu, we got Danielle, we got myself, we got the unicorn, we got the up talker. It's kind of like, honestly, this trip is sounding more and more like Gilligan's Island. We got the we have the unicorn who's the swinger chick,
right.
The solo swinger chick. We've got the up talker, Natalie, from the Millennial Olympics.
Uh-huh.
We have, I believe, one married woman who's coming along.
Yeah.
And then how many guys won? Four guys won? And then another woman? Or what was it, 3 and 3?
I think it was 3 and 3.
So yeah.
Which one is closest to Mr. Howell? Because I have to knock off Mrs. Howell.
Right?
Lovey.
I don't know. So we shall see if we make any kind of love connections for the listeners out there at the casino, and we'll have all that information for you during Friday's show.
Now, Greg, remind me.
Yes.
One of the true crime stories that you were obsessed with was the one about Maura Murray, right?
I am obsessed with every true crime story. In fact, I watched an excellent documentary over the weekend, which is called Abducted in Plain Sight.
Oh, my God. I have heard amazing things about that, and those parents seem to be terrible people. I haven't watched it yet, but...
Well, geez, I think you have some questions about the parents. However, they seem like they're very regretful about... I mean, I should back up a little bit. This family becomes close to another family that's in their church. This is in the 70s. And the father of the other family takes a liking to one of the girls.
Okay.
That's in this family that you're talking about.
Yes.
And he ends up, I don't want to spoiler alert everything or spoiler everything without an alert, but he ends up basically kidnapping this girl and wants to marry her. And the parents of the girl are, first of all, they were both involved in like a sexual, at one point or another, a sexual relationship with the guy who is the kidnapper guy.
Okay.
Like the wife had an affair with him. The husband is in the, now this guy, it's an uncomfortable, this is why you have to watch this documentary. It's an uncomfortable thing because the guy's like 75 now or whatever. And he's explaining that he went out for a ride in a car with this guy. And the guy was aroused, and he said, "You know, could you just give me some relief?"
Oh boy!
And the guy, oh, and the guy, really? And the guy did. But they're in
was
like
his name Andy.
his name was not Andy.
What?
Yes, he did. I mean, listen, you have to watch it, LB, because your first immediate thought is, your first immediate thought is these are absolutely horrendous parents. But I think they ended up. I mean, the circumstances were just, they are in the end, I don't think, great parents. Now the girl who was kidnapped is in the, she's now 45 or however old she
right.
is. She talks about her parents in a loving manner and that they were in a bad situation that they couldn't get out. They were very naive. They had no idea. Wow. This guy would take their daughter on trips, he would sleep over.
Ew.
They would let him sleep over.
What?
They were told wow. that I'm giving away everything, which I know you don't like
matter.
Me doing it. The guy had like a fake therapist, and the fake therapist said nobody knew that the guy's credentials weren't legit. So he went to see this therapist, and the therapist said in order to get over his obsession with the girl, he needed to sleep over their house. So the parents just took it as
on.
It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts.
Just when you think you've got problems.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just when you think you don't think you have your life together.
Yeah.
You get to watch this and awesome.
Here's somebody who said, I watched that last night and those have to be the dumbest parents in the history of parenting. Let's see. I'm so glad that you're talking about this, Greg. I am on bed rest from a surgery. And I keep seeing it, but putting it off. I will be watching it today. No, you have to watch it. It is called Abducted in Plain Sight, I believe is what it is called.
Yes.
Abducted in Plain Sight. In Sight. But anyway, to answer your question, we had the woman who did the Maura Murray investigative documentary series on Oxygen on this show.
Yes.
So yes, I was obsessed with that case. Why do you ask?
So her dad feels that her remains are potentially under a home in New Hampshire.
Really?
And this is really interesting how this all came about. Now, her dad, Fred, actually got a tip about this house, the basement of this house specifically, after the crash. The people that owned the home at the time would never let anyone in to check the house with cadaver sniffing dogs or
suspicious.
Anything else. Yep. Now,
suspicious.
The home was
suspect.
Yes, suspect.
Yeah.
Heretofore. They sold the home, and the new owners allowed Fred to go in. And they went in separate from the police investigation, and they brought in cadaver sniffing dogs as well as ground penetrating radar equipment. They all pinged that same location that Fred had been tipped about. Now, he hasn't publicly announced where the home is because he told that the new homeowners that he would keep it private.
Yeah.
And it's also very, very, very close to the spot where her car crashed and she disappeared. Yeah.
Which is terrifying.
It
that
really
that
is.
Whole thing was so terrifying that she got in that accident, was disoriented, and then just disappeared off the face of the earth. Those kind of things are just are absolutely terrifying. So is he getting cooperation from the authorities? Because they were not very cooperative in that documentary.
It seems like they're kind of putting him off.
Yeah.
The associate attorney general spoke with BZTV and had said that the Murray case was still open and active and that they do receive tips, but that the area was searched by law enforcement in the past and nothing of significance was discovered.
Huh.
So it doesn't seem like there's a ton of cooperation going on between, you know, this
situation. Are they afraid that they will find something and people will say, well, that's shoddy police work?
Well, yeah, probably.
If you were the homeowners,
would you dig it up? You dig it up right now, you mean?
I'd call a contractor. Go grab a contractor.
You would?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to be a part of solving their you know, putting closure to their situation.
Can you imagine the things that you've accidentally buried outside your house and you don't remember where they are or why you buried them? Can you
a full 30 pack? Who buries a full 30 pack?
Hold on a second. This is Aaron on the Framingham Ford studio line. Hello, Aaron.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to say me and my husband watched that documentary and honest to God, through and through, we kept saying, what?
You mean the abducted in plain sight one?
Yes. I mean, talk about being naive is one thing, but that's just totally cuckoo machu with parents. We're
what about, I mean, it was the 70s, which I think you have to give some leeway to that. Like nobody, in fact, they said that the word pedophile, nobody even knew what that was or what the word...
Yeah, but your parents knew. I grew up in the 70s. They didn't let men sleep in my bed.
No, I know. But do you... What about when the daughter goes missing? The guy says, again, spoiler, the guy says, I'm going to take her horseback riding, and they never come back. And they waited 5 days to contact the authorities because they felt bad for the guy and they didn't want to create an issue. And you talk about horrendous parenting. It's very strange. Please watch it because
is it Netflix?
Yes.
Okay.
It's going to drive you crazy when it comes to the parents. The guy, I don't want to get. I'm basically. You don't have to watch it now because I've told the whole thing.
Right.
But the guy, he had a mobile home.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, well,
first indicator that stranger danger, and he took her in that, and he set up an intercom system, and then he was speaking to her like as space aliens.
Yeah. No.
And the girl was 12 or whatever, so she obviously thought that. And he's basically saying, the aliens. You know, he was speaking in an alien voice and saying that you need to have, you're half alien and you need to have a baby with this guy.
What a whack job.
Oh my God.
Ew.
B is his name. Everybody calls him B.
Gross.
Like the, you know, his initial is, his first name is Bob or something. So they all call him B.
I'm going to have to watch just to hear what an alien voice sounds like.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You must have sex with your captor.
I mean. And then,
you like that? Aliens don't have mouths; they just have these floppy openings, as we all know.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm gonna leave that one alone.
Please tell me they didn't have like the neighbors on that said he was a good guy, and
they must have.
Well, there were a lot of people who said that this guy, they thought he was a good guy, and
saw this coming.
He was back after, do you want me to just keep talking about this thing?
Yeah,
does everybody want to watch?
I'm gonna watch it anyway
because
I just need to see it.
It is fascinating. So after he kidnaps her. They find her in Mexico. They go there. They get him. They get her. They bring him back. He's going to be going to court. He goes to these two parents and he says, listen, you have to sign an affidavit and say that I didn't do anything to your daughter. And if you don't, I'm going to reveal the fact that I had an affair with the wife and that the husband, gave me release, HR, HJ hand release in the vehicle. And so they sign an affidavit saying,
so they cave?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes.
What losers.
I know.
It's about your daughter. It's
right.
Right?
When the guy comes back from his therapist, when B comes back from his therapist and says, the therapist says, I need to sleep in your house with your daughter. It's, I mean, it's extraordinary. At one point, the little girl that he's trying to do things to, she shares a room with her sister.
Yeah.
And B is like a handyman. So then he builds a partition to separate her room
from
the sister and the parents. And the parents
let him do it.
Yeah, it's so sad these clowns were allowed to have children.
Yes, yes.
What did he say? It's like it's like adding a bedroom to your house. It'll increase the value.
It's called.
That's bizarre.
Some are just joining us. It's called Abducted in Plain Sight, and it is currently on Netflix. Hello, hello, Dan.
Hey, Greg, the most amazing part to me is how much effort this guy put into it. Like when he had the father in the car and he needed sexual release, so the father pleasured him so he'd have a way to say, you know, oh, I have this against you, so let me take your daughter here. Let me do this with your daughter. And he did the same thing with the mother.
Yes.
So that's the really scary part is how much he kind of went all in with this.
Yes, no, and I apologize. People are getting mad and they're saying, why don't you wreck the whole thing? I'm sorry.
I need to watch it anyway. I don't care. So. I got to see what this guy looks like. I don't know what an alien sounds like.
Yeah. I got it easy with the UPS guy. He's a good dude. He just hits my wife once in a while.
Brings you donuts every once in a while?
Donuts. Yeah, leaves a box of assorted in the garage.
Yeah, $5 DD Perks gift card.
Here's a text that says that this wasn't a spoiler. You just gave an oral book report on the whole thing. Well, I'm sorry. It's very disturbing. It's just very. Here's somebody who said I watched it over the weekend and the parents should be in jail.
Agree. I got to watch it.
Yeah, LB, watch it.
I'll watch it tonight.
The good thing about you is I just told you the whole thing. You won't remember a single thing an hour later.
First of all, I got to go home right after the show because I won't get Netflix figured out till about 7:30.
Basically, yes.
But yeah, I mean, it is. It's just very. It's very, very upsetting, and I don't know how if you're a parent. That you can't, I mean, they said they thought it was weird maybe that he had so much interest in their daughter, but, you know, but then they thought he was a nice guy and he was just trying to help out. I mean, he married her in Mexico. And then they have they have these.
How old was she at that point?
Like 13, like 12 or 13 or
that's
something
sad.
Like that.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So it's, you have to, this texter says, don't worry about what Greg is saying. You have to watch it to believe it.
Right.
Well, yeah, it's uncomfortable. Like the father is now probably, I'm guessing like 72 or something. And they have him in the documentary and he's explaining about the thing that happened in the car. And the poor guy he has to explain that he basically gave release to the guy in the vehicle, like, and he starts crying and saying it's the worst moment of his marriage. And I don't know. It's just, it's a very alarming thing. And the guy B had kids. This texter is right. The fact that the guy B had his own kids and his own family and everything was
their lives ruined.
Was just really, really disturbing as well. So, all right. How did we get on that tangent? Oh, it was because about Maura Murray and the news there. All right, it is 8:52, and we should get to some news. And the news this hour is brought to you by
the Progressive Insurance New England Boat Show. Come see what's making waves for 2019 at the Progressive New England Boat Show, presented by West Marine, now through February 17th at the Boston Convention and Events Center. Tickets and show details at newenglandboatshow.com.
Mom!
And now, the Hillman Morning Show presents
Mommy!
Today's nominees.
Have a clue!
For Mother of the Year.
Whoa! Your mother must dance at the nicest strip club in town.
Oh my God.
Well, today's Mother of the Year nominee is 33-year-old Ernestine Goggins of Cleveland. She's a beaut. She had been at a bar called the TikTok Tavern.
Oh!
Hotspot.
Sounds like a good spot.
Local dive, kind of, maybe.
TikTok Tavern. Yeah.
Been there when we World Series kid.
Of course.
No, we went to some train view place or something.
Train wreck.
So she was there Thursday evening last week, sometime between 10 and 11 p.m. And reportedly, according to authorities, she kept walking over to the bar and leaving her 7-month-old son alone in a car seat in the booth.
Oh, okay.
Oh, in the bar.
Okay. Now, she would often leave him alone in another room while he slept in the car seat, like an adjacent you know, function room or whatever next to the bar so she could go drink.
The PDR, the private dining room?
Correct.
As we call it in the biz?
Correct. Yeah. She had been there and done the same thing the night before.
Oh.
So she's kind of wandering around trying to get people to watch her kid.
Oh.
And this woman who was at the bar sees that the baby's still there. And she looked around. She couldn't find the woman. So she's like, screw it. I'm going to take the kid home. So she takes the baby home and calls police. Police finally locate the woman. She'd reportedly been acting strangely. She's been charged with misdemeanor endangering children. She's going to be in court in about 2 weeks. And sadly, that baby now in the custody of Child and Family Services.
So you're saying that the bar staff are not supposed to be babysitting your kid so you can do some flaming shots or something like that? That's
not
what they're supposed to do there.
Can we get a Corey check on this staff?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, just asking random strangers. Wow. You might want to watch my kid.
Well, I mean, how about the bar staff? How long do you leave a kid in the back room before you call police?
Well, yeah, I know. Well, she's done it for a couple nights in a row.
Right.
When I see a lady walk in with a kid in a car seat and she takes him in the back room and comes out and orders a cocktail, I'm like, either you take your kid and get out of here and go home, or I'm calling the cops.
What do you think about people who bring young kids to bars? Not to restaurants, but to bar areas.
That's a bar-to-bar situation.
Yeah. It depends on the bar and the time of night.
Right.
Yeah. Like, if you're there with the kid at 11,
go home. Right.
But if you're there at, like, 6:30, and there's
people... In a car seat, though? In a bar?
Not a bar. There's a difference. If it's a pub,
which
is a bar slash restaurant,
and
you sit in a booth,
You don't think somebody should be at Hogan's Run with a baby at 11 p.m., LB, or wherever? I think Hogan's Run has changed. I think it had a branding change. What is it?
The Lincoln.
It was better when it was called Hogan's Run.
That could be educational for a child. You learn about presidents.
But, I mean, here's somebody who says, we go to a local place in New Hampshire, and families that come in all together on Saturdays and sit at the bar, and the kids go out in the parking lot. We had to put a stop to it after a couple of weeks. Well, yeah, I mean, I don't mind if, like you said, if it's a restaurant, I think it's okay. I think if you're in just like a bar setting, that it might not be. And depending on what time of the day it is.
If it's a nice place, it's like, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Breweries. A lot of people bring kids to breweries.
Yeah.
Because it's about food. They have French fries. You swill a beer and have a burger.
Yeah.
But if it's, like you said, 11 o'clock at night, and it's like the type of place where that same guy's been sitting at the corner of the bar since, since they opened at 1.
Right. The disco ball's going.
Right. Yeah. Everybody's playing Keno.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
All right. Well, it is 8:57 here on the Hillman Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.